We are millions of times over thankful to Allah that today, this night, also this evening, and this night that is continuing until its end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during this night and in the beginning of this night, Allah ta'ala, with regards to doing his dhikr, Allah has given us the power, the ability, the strength to remember him. And we today in this masjid, which after quite some time, rather after some years, we have come to this masjid to do the dhikr of Allah. And mashallah, the scene of the masjid has transformed. It's looking different. The carpet, the ceiling, everything, mashallah, is different. It's looking unique. May Allah give more increased blessings to this masjid and those who are serving the masjid. May Allah ta'ala put barakah blessings in their lives. And most of all, it's sad to say that as soon as I entered, I was told that Abdul Bai, he is sick, he's unwell, the poor soul. So he's quite unwell, he's in hospital. So today, after this dhikr gathering, we will do special dua for him. And mashallah, he did a lot of work for this masjid, he served this masjid, and he has a lot of love for dhikr, for remembrance of Allah. So for him, do special dua that Allah ta'ala to Abdul Bai with strength and health and well-being, Allah brings him back to the masjid and also to the gathering of dhikr. Ameen. So my colleagues, my brothers, this dhikr that we are doing, remembering Allah, the dhikr of Allah, the virtues of dhikr, we can at least understand this much. What else can I say more to you? At least minimum, let's understand this point, that it's a big loss in our lives that we could not understand what is dhikr. All of the other actions we've understood in detail. But with regards to dhikr, our brains, our mind, it's overwhelmed with other things. We just don't understand that how important and essential is dhikr of Allah and how important it is that we do dhikr. In other words, if we just look at the lives of our pious predecessors, no moment in their life was devoid of dhikrullah. Remember some of the madaris, the institutes, it's famous about them that even the person who would clean their clothes would do dhikrullah whilst cleaning the clothes. And they were our pious aqabirin. But we just don't understand. We are in such a weird conundrum in lives that we do all other things under the sun, but our minds don't go towards dhikrullah. Rather, dhikr is so important. It is such an essential factor of life. Remembering Allah. If you look at the Quran, the verses of the Quran, the sayings of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see a unique thing. Allah says, "Alladhina yadhkuruna la qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim." This is the verse of the Quran that Allah says, with regards to remembering me, you should do it in all postures. In all postures. And so, occupy whatever you're doing, whether you're lying down, walking, sitting, even when you're laying down, Allah says, remember me. But no, what do we do? Tell me. That just morning, even evening, we can't come and sit in a gathering of dhikr. We can't drive 10 minutes to a gathering of dhikr. We can't even arrive. Are we not going to die, my brothers? Are we not going to our graves? Are we not going to descend into our graves? Are we not going to get lowered into our graves? Just think this, that the preparation for the hereafter, if we prepare for the hereafter the way the Quran has prescribed to us, is very easy. Very easy. It's so easy that don't even ask. That schedule and method and sequence, Allah has told us that if you prepare like this, alhamdulillah, the grave, we talk about it so much. But Allah said, the Prophet said that the action that will save you most from the punishment of the grave, if grave was dhikrullah, end of story. Just go into the grave confidently, your grave will already be a portion of paradise. But we don't understand this. There will be sins. We are human beings. We are not angels. We will commit sins. We will do wrong. We will commit errors. And then if we do sin, then the punishments will come. And first of all, the punishments will come in the grave. So Allah has given us protection in advance. What a great protection Allah has given to us. That all you have to do as human beings is one thing. Whatever it is, broken down, come to the gathering morning and evening and sit in the dhikr of Allah. Sit 5 minutes, 10 minutes, at least your name's included in the list of those who sat in dhikrullah. But we don't want to do it. Qabr, grave, we're going to get punished, we cry, we're scared, we do dua, lengthy duas, we ask Allah for mercy. Allah said, I gave you the medicine, why did you not consume the medicine? But we don't want to do it. Shaitan doesn't allow us to do Allah's dhikr. So what did Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say with regards to dhikrullah? This hadith, and Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith has narrated this hadith. What a great dhakir he was himself. And we read the hadith in Fadail morning and evening. We don't understand this hadith. No, thousands of times I've read this hadith, I get so much enjoyment. I'm grateful to Allah, such a great amal action I'm practicing. Allah has given me such a great deed to do in my life. And then I do so many du'as to my Hazrat, to my teacher, that this is all due to my Shaykh. But I did not find my Shaykh, the friend of Allah. I didn't know what is dhikr. I didn't know what is the remembrance of Allah. What is the name of Allah? When you sit with the Wali Allah, the friend of Allah, there's lots of blessings that comes into your lives. Lots of blessings. MashaAllah, you learn lots of things where we don't want to go to the Wali Allah. We don't want to sit in his company. We don't want to sit in his company. We don't want to say Assalamu alaikum to him. We're scared of him. Don't know what he's going to do. Will he put a turban on my head? Or will he tell me to do this or that? Will he tell you to do a bad thing? He's going to help you in preparing for the hereafter, isn't he? But we don't want to do that. We are dying. People are going, we see people dying in front of us morning and evening. Relatives are passing away. We pray their janazas. But we don't want to think that we are going in the grave as well. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated. And the meaning of the hadith is this, that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me, and to me, with regards to remembrance of Allah, he gave me so much encouragement. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this, the head of the prophets, that Jibreel came to me with wahi, revelation with regards to dhikr. He repeated so much to me, encouraged me so much, that I thought, it seemed to me that apart from dhikr, there's nothing else that will give benefit. Nothing else. That's what I thought. That no other action will give profit. Or benefit. And salah, hajj, fasting, all the worship actions, what will make them get passed and accepted? Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Now tell me, how important is dhikrullah? In other words, dhikrullah covers everything, the dunya, the hereafter, everything. The dhikr of Allah will inject blessings into all our deeds. Anyway, we want to do dhikr. I can't give you a lengthy bayan or lecture, but at least let's be thankful Allah gives us the ability to remember Him, and let's be sad that day that passes without the dhikr of Allah. If there's a gathering running in your city, I'll say rather if it's in your country, we should run to the gathering. That's how great is dhikrullah. Yes, it's a treasure, and this treasure you should seek it. You should run around looking for the treasure of the gatherings of dhikrullah. If it's happening in your country, run to the gathering. And if it's happening in your city, town, then the question doesn't arise that you missed the gathering. Then what is the question? What is the excuse for leaving the gathering? I don't understand. Such a great virtue, action, virtuous dhikrullah. Allah remembers the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the gathering of dhikr, the person who sits in the gathering of dhikrullah will never ever lose out. He will lie usually soon. Never will he lose. And tell me, what greater guarantee can there be than this? In the hadith they stated, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that when the human being, individual believer, sits in the gathering of the remembrance of Allah, and Allah doesn't see, is he a sinner, adulterer, thief, sinful person? If he comes to my gathering of dhikr, Allah says, and he comes and he sits, soon as the dhikr ends and he goes, then it's announced to the angels that I have forgiven this person, Allah says. Subhanallah. Tell me. Amazing. In other words, paradise is very close to us. The mu'min, the person with belief, iman is a big thing. Allah has opened up such pathways for us. And today, in this day and age, our children, daughters, sons, mashallah, there's invitation to sin from all four corners. We have the phones, we have TV, the bad environment. On every square inch, there's sin. How can we save our children? How? You can force them, try, but you can't be saved. College, university, this, that, dunya, go out, this person, that person. Very hard. But Allah has given us protection. Action. That go yourself and take your children to dhikr as well. So look here, you can see these brothers, they brought their young children, they don't have understanding. But to their generations, the blessings of dhikr will spread and permeate. The protection, the nur of dhikrullah will go into this child. These are kalimat, the verses of Allah. And Allah loves that. These are His beloved kalimat, verses. So inshallah, through dhikrullah, you should love dhikrullah, and love dhikr as much as you can. Every problem of your life will be sorted. This is the experience of my life. Every problem of your life will be sorted through dhikrullah. Allah said that you cannot lose out if you do dhikr. Allah says, my servant who remembers me and he loses out. Allah says, it's impossible that he loses out. Impossible. And the angels say, Allah, this servant of yours remembers you and we don't do dua for him. How can it be? Allah, we will intercede for this servant of yours. When the person comes, a person who does dhikrullah, when he has a problem, a difficulty with his dunya, ups and downs, sorrow, sicknesses, he gets stuck in an issue, then the angels run and they say to Allah, Allah, this servant of yours, we know him, he's the one who does your dhikr, remembers you. He's got problems. Allah, help him. And they intercede. Allah, please forgive him. Allah, please take him out of that difficulty. Please take him out of the difficulty. Allah replies, this my wisdom. If I've given him a difficulty, I've not given him a difficulty for anything. Allah says, I want to elevate his status. I'm not giving him a loss. It's a beneficial thing for him, Allah says. So in the universe, every creature that Allah has created, they recognize the person who does dhikr and they intercede for him. So will you do dhikr? Will we do dhikr? Yes, dhikr is a great action, my friends. So go attend the gathering. Look, we have our masjid nearby to here. And I was sick and well for a while, otherwise I'd come all the time. So inshallah, I'll try again to come to this masjid. But what I will say is that come to the other masjid where we do dhikr. It's not far from here, it's close to here. Just come there quietly, sit to the back, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, however long you can sit there, and then depart. At least give your attendance, at least attend there for a short while. But at least you won't be in the list of those who are unthankful. Anyhow, so may Allah give me the ability, because I'm very weak. May Allah give me determination, may Allah give you strength. And don't waste the time. Today, the day that's gone, it's gone. And it will not return, the sun will not return again. This sun that I set today, it will not rise again. End. The day is gone. The day is gone, it will not come back. So whatever we needed to take and benefit from this day, we've done. So the day has gone, the night has come, the day has passed. This is the hadith. The day is finished. The book of yesterday is gone. What did we do yesterday? How much dhikr did we do? How much did we remember Allah? How much nonsense did we speak? How much time did we waste? Think for yourself. That's it. So today, from tomorrow, we'll start a new lease of life. Allah says, the human being, when he regrets, he has remorse, then he goes towards good deeds. Then the mistake he did and the time he spent in the wrong way, Allah says, I'll compensate for that. I'll make it up for him. I'll compensate that for him. So that's how Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاسْلُوا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ Allah says, مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ Allah says that if you've done Islah, you have improved, you've repented, إِلَّا اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ Then Allah sees what is my mercy. See, and then see my maghfirah will come to that person. Allahu Akbar. Allah is Rahim, Kareem, gracious, merciful. Don't even ask. When Allah wants to give so much, you should ask me. Allah says, I want to give to you. You understand what I'm saying, brothers? Okay, so Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. I gave you some of my words. I shared them with you so I could charge my battery. Because I'm weak, I am speaking for myself. You are pious, upright, righteous, muttaqi, fearful of Allah people, mashallah. So may Allah Ta'ala, due to your sadqa, Allah gives me strength so I can practice, Alhamdulillah. So let's start dhikrullah now, mashallah. Recite Durood Sharif.